Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a New York Times article claiming President Trump is hundreds of millions of dollars in debt is a matter of national security. Pelosi telling MSNBC that Trump needs to show paperwork if the information is false.
The president paid $750 in federal taxes, and he paid over $300,000 in taxes to other countries that we know of. It may be more. So again, let's come back to we take an oath to protect and defend. This president is the commander in chief. He has exposure to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars to whom the public has a right to know.
President Trump has dismissed the Times report as fake news. In Northern California, three fires have merged into one blaze that's raging in the popular wine country of Napa and Sonoma counties. Homes and wineries have burned, and thousands of people have had to evacuate. More from NPR's Eric Westervelt.
The Glass Fire, as it's now called, erupted Sunday near Calistoga. It's near an area that burned in the deadly 2017 Tubbs Fire around Santa Rosa and where fires forced evacuations last month. Now, once again, several thousand residents are being told to leave. Cal Fire's Lynn Tolmachoff.
The folks that live in this area are getting used to being evacuated, unfortunately, and they understand what's happening. They understand what could happen if they don't leave. So they've been very receptive and very helpful to us with getting out and evacuating in a timely manner.
The Glass Fire is just the latest in a historically destructive wildfire year throughout the West Coast. Scientists say a century-long policy of fire suppression and man-made climate change have fueled the intensity and spread of the fires. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The lone Louisville police officer charged in connection with the death of Breonna Taylor is pleading not guilty. Jake Ryan from member station WFPL has details.
Former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison faces three counts of felony wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartments that neighbored Breonna Taylor's. On Monday, he entered a not guilty plea on all three counts. Jefferson Circuit Court Judge Ann Bailey Smith ordered Hankison to relinquish any firearms and instructed prosecutors to submit a recording of the grand jury proceedings that led to his indictment to the court file by Wednesday. The recording could answer several unanswered questions about the case, most notably, if Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron presented any evidence against the other two officers that were involved in the deadly raid. For NPR News, I'm Jake Ryan in Louisville, Kentucky.
A member of the grand jury that declined to charge the officers involved in Breonna Taylor's death has filed a court motion for the release of the transcript of the investigation. The grand juror's name is not mentioned in the request, which is posted online by an attorney representing Taylor's family. This is NPR News. A federal judge in Atlanta says every polling place in Georgia must have at least one updated paper backup of the electronic poll books that are used to check in voters. The decision comes at the request of activists who argue that malfunctioning electronic poll books created bottlenecks that resulted in long lines during Georgia's primary election in June and the state's runoff in August. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wants a peaceful resolution to a volatile sea border dispute between NATO allies Greece and Turkey. As Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, the two sides appear to be on the verge of diplomatic talks.
The border dispute flared up this summer over access to offshore natural gas and oil in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. Greece and Turkey beefed up their military presence and looked poised for conflict. Speaking in the northern Greek city of Thessaloniki, Pompeo told the Athens news agency that the U.S. wants dialogue.
We've watched the Greeks move in that direction, trying to achieve that. We hope the Turkish government will see it the same way, and we hope the exploratory talks not only get kicked off right, but it's important that they're resolved in a way that delivers outcomes that each of the two nations find more than acceptable.
Pompeo is set to visit the NATO airbase on the Greek island of Crete on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Tampa Bay beat Dallas 2-0 in Game 6 of the NHL playoffs to win the Stanley Cup. Lightning defenseman Victor Hedman has won the Conn Smythe Trophy for the most valuable player. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.